good to see everyone this morning. And I appreciate what Donnie said about the loving the Lord and seeking Him more than even my healing, because when we heard the news, I said, it doesn't matter what happens to me. Keep your focus on the Lord. Otherwise, we're going to miss one another in eternity. Because I know let me pull this up. Thank you. I know where my hope is, and it's in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I appreciate what God's doing in Donnie's life and everyone else. God's moving in us. And I believe that the greatest thing that we can do is to love Jesus. I thought earlier today, maybe we could just say Jesus' name 5 times a day. Jesus. Because when you start saying it and you start thinking about the name of Jesus, it'll draw you into a place of intimacy, loving Jesus. What a wonderful name. What a wonderful Savior. My message this morning is redeemed by love divine. And there's a lot of songs about redeemed. Sister Watson mentioned a couple this morning, and there's just a lot. I only got 2. This story is in the book of Ruth, chapter 4, and verse 1 through 17. I'm going to read verse 1 of chapter 4, and then we're going to pray. Then Boaz went up to the gate and set him down there, and behold, the kinsman of whom Boaz spake came by, unto whom he said, Ho, such a one, turn aside and sit down here. And he turned aside and sat down. Lord, we thank you for your word. Your word is so powerful. I pray today that everyone be lifted up, every one of us be made to feel more loved. At the end of this message than we do now. Help us to feel your love. And then give us a desire that is beyond desires to show you we love you back. We honor and give you praise. Amen. This is a love story. Hallmark could not touch it. Hallmark's formula wouldn't quite work here. There was a man named Elimelech. You probably know that by the, in the jungle, the mighty jungle, Elimelech. Okay, it doesn't work. Elimelech. it got tough in Judah and Bethlehem, and he moved his family, his wife Naomi, his two sons Mahlon and Chilion, to Moab. There's a lot of things wrong with this story. He shouldn't have done that. Should have stuck it out, had faith, stayed in his home country, but he didn't. How many knows that sometimes God takes wrong moves and makes them right? So they went there, and Elimelech dies. And that's horrible. Seems like at a very young age. And then after 10 years, his sons who had married Moab women, which is wrong, the Jewish people would not, that would just against the law of God. They marry, and then they die. And I'm assuming at a very young age, they didn't have children at this point. And then Naomi wants to go home. She's had enough of Moab and the misery that was brought to her there. So she heads out. Her daughters-in-law head out with her, but she said, you know what, you guys need to stay home. You need to find husbands and raise families and go to your mother's house. So her two daughters-in-law, Orpah, not Oprah, Orpah, and Ruth, head out. Orpah takes her advice and moves back home. Ruth, for whatever reason, because of a love that she has for Naomi, for a compassion of Naomi's condition, losing her husband and sons, for whatever reason, Ruth makes the most, how would you say it, most committing statements in the Bible. I'll go where you go. I'll live where you live. I'll die where you die. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. I mean, that's, wow. So at that point, I think Naomi says, okay, let's go. And they head towards Bethlehem. When they arrive, the women speak to Naomi, and she said, call me not Naomi, which means pleasant, call me bitter. She had a rough time. And she wasn't trying to pull any punches. But you know what? God had a plan. God had a plan. With all the things that were not right, even against the law of God, God had a plan. Oh, he had a big plan, a great plan. Naomi was shrewd. She said, now, Ruth, you're going, you know, she knew Ruth was going to have to work to support him. She said, we have a relative whose name is Boaz. The name Ruth means a friend, and the name Boaz is agile or strength. And he's very wealthy, very powerful. She said, I'd like you to go to his fields and glean. So they had a kind of a system set up where poor people could come in to the corners of the fields and get food so they wouldn't be hungry. And they came in need. They had nothing. And so Ruth started working on those corners. Boaz took notice of her. And it was, I think it was a two-way street. Boaz said, look, you don't have to glean the edge of the field. You go wherever you want. Pretty much your family, and I'm going to take care of you and your mother-in-law. And so he did. And as the two interacted with just gaining enough food for them to get by. Now, I'm sure that they got enough to where they could take some to town and trade for some eggs and other things. What they were gathering was barley. And there's probably a lot of things you can do with barley, a lot of recipes. But anyway, as Boaz noticed Ruth's hard work and her devotion to her mother-in-law, it impressed him a lot. And so he was willing to give a lot. And then in the third chapter, Naomi says to Ruth, kind of spruce up a little bit and go lay at the feet of Boaz. Now, this was not a sexual thing. It was laying at his feet and covered, meaning protect his protection. And she was accepting his protection and his care, his provision. And Boaz, when he noticed she was there, said, remain until just before the morning and the sun comes up, and then you can go your way, and I'll go to town. And that first verse we read has to do with Boaz said there's a kinsman redeemer. That is someone who's related closer than I am to Elimelech. And he has first rights. And I'm going to go see what he would do. So Boaz gathered 10 men, elders of the city, and said, sit down ye here. And they sat down. And he said to the kinsmen, Naomi, that is again out of the country of Moab, selleth a parcel of land, which was our brother Elimelech's. And I thought to advertise thee, saying, buy it before the inhabitants and before the elders of my people, if thou wilt redeem it. If thou wilt not, then tell me that I may know, for there is none to redeem it beside thee, and I am after thee. And he said, I will redeem it. Boaz was intent. And so Boaz said, and when you buy it at the hand of Naomi, thou must buy it of Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of the dead, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance. And the kinsman said, I cannot redeem it for myself, lest I mar my own inheritance. Redeem thou my right to thyself, for I cannot redeem it. So, Bo and this gentleman plucked off his shoe, because they had a kind of a ritual part of the law was to take off your shoe and give it to the one that was buying. So the kinsman said, drew off his shoe, gave it to Moses, and he said, buy it for thee. And Boaz and the elders and everybody got on the same page. And there, moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, and the name of the dead will not be cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day. And all the people that were of the gate and the elders said, we are witnesses. The Lord make the woman that come into thine house like Rachel and Leah, which two did build the house of Israel, and do thou worthily in Ephratah, and be famous in Bethlehem. I think most of you know what's coming, and you talk about famous. Oh, they're famous. Let the house be like the house of Perez, whom Tamar bore unto Judah, the seed which the Lord shall give thee of this young woman. So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife. And when he went unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the women said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which has not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel. Naomi's fate had changed. She that had lost her husband and her sons now had a kinsman redeemer that was going to give her a grandson. And he shall be unto thee a restorer of thy life and a nourisher of thine old age, for thy daughter-in-law, which loveth thee, is better to thee than seven sons hath borne him. And Naomi took the child, laid it in her bosom, and became a nurse unto it. And the women, her neighbors, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi, and they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse. He is the father of David. Can you imagine Ruth, the Moabitess, being what? The great grandmother, I think, of David, and being a part of the lineage of Jesus. What an amazing love story that turns into such a big blessing to the whole world. There's another kinsman redeemer illustration in Jeremiah. God told Jeremiah, buy a piece of land. Why? Because God had sent judgment upon Judah that they would be in captivity for 70 years. But he said, after that, I will restore you. And he told Jeremiah, go buy that land so people will have hope that you're coming back. You're not just gone forever, you're coming back. one more example. Revelations 5. If you want to turn there, I'll read some part of this. Of kinsmen redeemers, there is none that is more important than Jesus. Redemption. Jesus created us. And then man fell to sin as the devil enticed man. And Jesus died on a cross to purchase us back and give us access to God. I saw in the right hand of him that sat on a throne a book written within and on the back side sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the book and loose the seals thereof?" This book, when Jesus begins to open the seals, it brings judgment during tribulation. Different judgments as the seal is opened. But it has another purpose as well. It is the title deed to the earth, to all that's in it, and to all that accepts salvation. It says, we belong to Christ. No one was found worthy. And John wept much. And one of the elders saith unto me, "Weep not. Behold the Lion of Judah, of the tribe of Judah." Isn't that amazing? What we just read about Boaz and Ruth follows perfectly. The root of David hath prevailed to open the book and loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns. Seven horns represent authority and power. And seven eyes represents pure knowledge of all things, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. Only Christ could reach to his Father's hand and take that scroll. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps, golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priest, and we reign on the earth. Our kinsman redeemer, through two women, Jesus was part Gentile. The women were Rahab out of Jericho and Ruth from Moab. And so when Jesus redeems this world, he redeems every tribe, every tongue, every kindred, all the people. He is kinsman redeemer to us all. My two songs, redeemed. Sweet as a song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow have vanished away. I have been redeemed. I'm redeemed by love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now resign. I have been redeemed. I'm going to leave it with that. This next song, I'm going to use it. It can be representative of a couple of times, of the rapture of the church and of the second coming of the Lord, which will be 7 years later. And it is, years of time have come and gone since I first heard it told, how Jesus would come again someday. If back then it seemed so real, how many remember the rapture being taught years ago so fervently that you thought before you got home Jesus would come and get us? If back then it seemed so real, then I just can't help but feel how much closer his coming is today. This is Redemption Draweth Nigh. Signs of the time are everywhere. There's a brand new feeling in the air. Keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. Lift up your heads. Redemption draweth nigh. Wars and strife on every hand, and violence fill our land. Boy, is that ever true today. Still some people doubt he'll come again. But the word of God is true. He'll redeem his chosen few. So don't lose hope, for soon Christ will descend. Signs of the time are everywhere. There's a brand new feeling in the air. Keep your eyes upon the eastern sky. Lift up your head. Redemption draweth nigh. Sometimes it feels like, are we ever going to see the Lord? When is he going to come? But he could come at any point. But you are already redeemed. You are already redeemed. As soon as you accept Christ, as soon as you give your heart to him, you're redeemed by that love divine. And I'm so thankful our kinsman redeemer is eternal, and someday we're going to be in heaven and we're going to watch Jesus walk up to the throne of God, take that book, and begin to open it. Havoc is going to break out upon the earth, but in heaven, Jubilee. we're going to rejoice. Everything about heaven is praising our Redeemer. Debbie, would you come to the piano? Does anyone have a need for prayer? I'm going to kind of change things up. Do you need prayer today, Sister Watson? Donnie, can you help me? Can you help me pray for Sister Watson? No, you pray. Holy God, Lord, touch us to our time. Move by your Holy Spirit. Mighty God. Shandaladidi Okori. Kiri Andes. Jesus. Kiri Andes. For Brother Arden. Donnie's my legs. When he gets to you, he'll pray. Touch the Lord. Lord, touch Brother Arden today. Your might and your power, Holy God, rain down your spirit. Thank you. would like us to close this service by just loving Jesus a little more. Oh, how he loves you and I. Oh, how he loves you and I. Thank you, baby. Praise you, Jesus. 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 I just love the Lord.
Hi. know you. I'm going through with you. I'm there. I love you. Look up. Your Redeemer draws nigh.
Hallelujah. God is with us. He's watching over us. We don't have to fear.
Jesus, praise
He's not trying to push us away. He's bringing us close. Bringing us close. Because he cares about you. He cares about what you care about. All of us care about our families. And we have other concerns as well. God cares about the little and the great things. And he loves you so much. He loves you so much. He'll not turn his back on you. Praise God. Lord, we're so thankful for your love. We're thankful for your presence. We thank you that you spoke to us and you gave us hope. Lord, without you, our hope would be in trouble. But you gave us hope. Give us strength for this week. Give us victory. And let us love you every day more and more. Thank you for blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.